This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Foreign intrigue is on book critic Maureen Corrigan's mind this holiday season, specifically a bunch of mysteries set outside the United States. Here are her suggestions for gifts that feature overseas suspense.
The detectives and lowlifes who populate the classic novels of Dashiell Hammett, Raymond Chandler, and James M. Cain almost always ended up drowning their sorrows in whiskey, or literally falling into the drink. But the hard-boiled genre itself has learned to do a fine dead man's float, one that's carried it adrift around the globe. What I'm talking about is the spread of homegrown hard-boiled detective fiction in foreign countries, places that xenophobes like Sam Spade and Mike Hammer would never have set foot in. It's a literary development that makes sense. The hard-boiled tale has always flourished in fog, in moral or political climates that are ambiguous, gray. No wonder, then, that writers from countries where the line between good and evil has always been negotiable, or societies undergoing dizzying change, have embraced the form as their own. Three of the best non-American hard-boiled mysteries I've come across recently all feature depressive, workaholic police detectives who are way too smart for their own good. For 2 years now, I've been pushing copies of Chu Xiaolong's first novel, Death of a Red Heroine, into the hands of anyone who has an interest in contemporary China and/or excellent mysteries. Now, at last, I've got another wonderful novel featuring Inspector Chen of the Shanghai Police Bureau to rave about. Author Chow Xiaolong himself was born in Shanghai, came to the U.S. to study and teach comparative literature, and decided for political reasons to remain here after the Tiananmen uprising. But like most literary expatriates, Xiaolong returns in fiction to the home he's left behind in life. The opening pages of Xiaolong's second mystery, entitled A Loyal Character Dancer, find Inspector Chen, who's also a published poet and translator of T.S. Eliot, taking an early morning inspirational break in Shanghai's Bund Park. Chen's stroll, however, turns out to be a busman's holiday when among the sculpted gardens and Tai Chi practitioners, he stumbles upon a corpse, one whose knife-hacked body suggests a ritualistic triad or gangland murder. The plot becomes as thick as a bowl of egg drop soup when that very same day Chen is ordered by his Communist Party superiors to serve as police liaison to a visiting female U.S. marshal. The marshal is working on a case also involving triads, and she's in Shanghai to track down the missing wife of a Chinese informant. In between dodging triad assassins and his country's own secret surveillance agents, Chen escorts his attractive American counterpart on a dream tour of Shanghai, including five-star banquets, black market shopping, common people's apartments, and imported attractions like coffee houses and karaoke bars. Naturally, a little cross-cultural romance sparks amidst the dumplings and disco beat. As in all hard-boileds, the murder and mayhem in A Loyal Character Dancer provide a cover story for a larger investigation of social mysteries. In this case, the fate of educated Chinese whose lives were made a waking nightmare by the Cultural Revolution, and the future of Chinese communism itself. Being a poet as well as a policeman, the melancholy Chen knows that any solution he arrives at to these and other mysteries is only temporary. Quoting lines from the 11th century Chinese poet Su Dongpo, Chen sadly recognizes that life is like the footprint left by a solitary crane in the snow, visible for one moment and then gone. Foreign detectives like Chen seem to prefer numbing themselves with food rather than alcohol, and that's certainly true of Sicilian police inspector Salvo Montalbano. The Montalbano novels by Andrea Camilleri are an international hit, and the first in the series, The Shape of Water, made its paperback debut in English earlier this year in a bawdy translation by Stephen Sartorelli. Inspector Montalbano knows how to tuck into a dish of steaming baby octopus. He also knows a frame-up when he sees one. when he's called in to investigate the death of a local bigwig who's found, pants down around his ankles, sitting in a car parked in a local open-air prostitute market. He smells something rotten in Sicily. The plot here is as deliciously circuitous as a plate of rigatoni. And Montalbano, also an egghead like Chen, draws upon his readings in philosophy to provide him with comfort and inspiration. Another reason I loved The Shape of Water is that it carries on the venerable hard-boiled tradition of obsessing about women's breasts. But unlike, say, Mike Hammer, whose mammary ooglings are tinged with misogyny, Montalbano demonstrates an Italian gentleman's appreciation of a fine figure. Here's his sweetly funny description of a nearly naked suspect. When she moved, her minuscule panties peeped out, and so did one breast, which looked as if it had been painted by a painter who understood women. The nipple seemed to be looking around, curious about the unfamiliar surroundings. Detective Inspector Irene Huss, stationed in Gothenburg, Sweden, has a pretty good sense of humor, so she'd probably smile at that description. Otherwise, there's not a lot to laugh at in her remarkable first outing, Detective Inspector Huss, by Helene Tursten, translated from the Swedish by Stephen T. Murray. The weather in Gothenburg is lousy. Huss has problems at home with one of her twin teenage daughters, who's decided to become a skinhead. And the Swedish cuisine is so mediocre, Huss and her team nightly wolf down cold pizza, that I don't even have a corny food metaphor available to compare the plot here to. Huss, unlike most of her detective counterparts in other countries, is married with the aforementioned children, so she's got the double shift dilemma to manage. She's also facing the crisis of turning 40 at the same time she's trying to solve the murder of a prominent businessman who was tossed to his death from his deluxe high-rise. I don't mean to give the impression that Detective Inspector Huss is heavy on the touchy-feely themes and light on action. Huss is a judo champion whose quick moves and even quicker thinking rescue her and a male colleague from a brutal death at the hands of Hell's Angels. But as with the best hard-boileds, it's the more ambitious investigation of a world gone wrong rather than the murder plot that lingers. The picture Tursten provides here of Sweden's growing anti-immigrant resentment, brought home in Huss's own skinhead daughter, imbues this novel with a chill of dread that can't be attributed only to the sub-freezing temperatures of Gothenburg in winter.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed A Loyal Character Dancer, The Shape of Water, and Detective Inspector Huss. More information about these books is on our website, freshair.com. This is Fresh Air.